Well, the New Testament book has 27 books in total. The four Gospels, which tell us about the life and the ministry of Jesus. And there are 21 letters to explain the meaning of Jesus for our lives. Some of them covering Christian living and all the other things and so on. Then, of course, there's one history book, which is the book of Acts. It tells us a lot about the early church or the Acts church. And, of course, the last book of the Bible, or the last book of the New Testament, the book of Revelation, which is, of course, prophecy, a prophecy book. But of all the 27 books in the New Testament, they all deal with Jesus as alive, risen from the dead. And I believe that that's a key thing all the way through, proclaiming that we have a risen Christ who is alive, who is living, who is powerful, who has a purpose for us on this earth. In this very first instance, the story we see, straight after the resurrection of Christ, how did Jesus, the Christ, acted and what did he say to the people then and what may be saying to us at the same time? Well, in verse 19, it tells us, on the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the disciples, for fear of the Jewish leaders, locked their doors. But Jesus came and stood among them. I believe there are three things or three ways that Jesus acts and deals with the people then and also us now as God's followers. What are these three things? Well, we need to notice firstly the doors were locked, bolted down. Nobody could get in and out in that sense. But and the disciples were frightened. They were fearful. They were fearful of the authorities. And then Jesus came. Jesus came in the midst. And I believe these are the three ways the risen Christ deals with us today as well. First, the locked door. The locked door. Jesus didn't have to knock. He didn't even have to open the door. He simply was there, appeared in the midst of a bunch of very afraid disciples. He came and he was with them. He wasn't a ghost. He had a physical body. Physical body. What about in our lives today? Jesus can also go where no one else can go. He can go wherever he wishes to touch people's lives, whether it be here, whether it be across the ditch, or whether any parts of the world. Where no counselor or no doctor can go, but Jesus can. Jesus can. He can reach into our lives and the lives of our friends and many, many others. Anywhere, anytime, Jesus can reach out to you and I. There's no one else like him in this whole universe. He is powerful, he's unique, he's special. That's our Jesus. The second point that how Jesus acted, or for us today as well, the disciples were afraid. Jesus, their leader, had just been crucified. And into that fear, Jesus comes. Into that fear, Jesus comes into their midst. You and I may have our own share of fear, being frightened, or even worry that we have to deal with. But the risen, living Jesus come when you and I can cry out God and say, God, I need you because I am afraid or I'm worried or I have doubts and so on. When we cried out to Jesus, Jesus can come in to us. That's why Jesus said to give that assurance to them, and the same for us today. He said, do not fear, I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God, and I will help you. Well, the actual words from these come from Isaiah, but Jesus spoke some of those words into the lives of the disciples, and he's speaking to our lives as well. So, the third thing that Jesus acted then, say, he come and stand in their midst. Jesus came right into the middle of their meeting. He wasn't invited, but he just barged in and said, I am here. He wanted them to see him. He wanted them to know him. He wanted them to believe him. And he wanted them to love him, their Lord. Now, in their midst, real, alive. And the scripture tells us they were overjoyed. I mean, just imagine, friends, if Jesus suddenly started walking there, you know, open the door and stand in the midst of us, how would we react? Do we say, let's hide? Or do we say, let's rejoice, Christ is here, Christ is alive. Is overcoming the fear, overcoming whatever, Christ can be with us and deal with this thing. So out of these things that Jesus did and acted then and now, I believe there are three gifts that you can take home with today. Three gifts. Or not so much me, but Christ can give us these three gifts. He said three things. And these three things turn out to be three gifts for them and also for us today. The gifts of peace, the gift of power, and the gift of purpose. I said that in the beginning. The gift of peace, the gift of power, and the gift of purpose. The opposite of peace is often conflict, whether it's within us or whether external. And the opposite of power is weakness, vulnerability. And the opposite of purpose is aimlessness. But Christ gives these three things to us: power, peace, and purpose. Countless lives are ruined by conflict, as we see today. The weaknesses that's around, and also the aimlessness that people just don't have a sense of real purpose in life. But if we make Jesus our peace, our power, and our purpose, then we can be much, much better. So quickly go through those three things, three gifts. Peace be with you. Jesus said it three times. Peace be with you. How assuring that may be. Jesus said, peace be with you. It's not kind of the external peace, but more the internal peace. The peace of reconciliation. The peace that we can be reconciled with God. The peace that will take away whatever fear and anxiety that we may be experiencing. Jesus wants us to have peace. They wanted the disciple to have peace. And Paul, in his letter of Ephesians, he explains it this way, that he, Jesus himself, is our peace. It's not something, an object that you can play around and so on. But when we have Jesus, we have that peace. Jesus initiated peace. He went into the group of disciples and assured them of peace. Just likewise, Jesus came into our lives and assured us of peace. Peace between us and Jesus. The peace between us and God, that we can be reconciled. Peace between others and outside here, that we can actually reconcile relationship. And the peace within us, our soul, that we are rest in rest and at peace. And the peace to overcome the world, even if the world is messy. But peace from God can help us. So that's the first one. The second one, the power. Power by the Holy Spirit. In a few weeks' time, we'll have the Pentecost Sunday. And again, we'll be talking about the power of the Holy Spirit, the filling and the coming of the Holy Spirit. But here we also read about it, because Jesus said, I breathe into you. And what he said to them, I breathe unto them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. That stands for power. Power of the risen Christ. So after Jesus ascended into heaven, and the song we just said earlier about, you know, the process, die, tomb, and go up to heaven, all right? That's the process that God went through for us, not just for himself, for us, right? Another time we can talk a little bit more about that. So, and after that, when he said Jesus ascended, the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, will come and pour power into the people who believes in Jesus. That means you and I. We have the power of the Holy Spirit. That's found in the book of Acts chapter 1. So the work of the Holy Spirit that Jesus gives is that he makes us able to do great things, powerful things that we cannot do on our own. That's the difference. The Holy Spirit gives us strength and power to do things that you and I cannot do. But with Christ and with the Holy Spirit, we can. We can. And the last gift, the third one, is that our central purpose of existence. Talk about the peace, the power, and the purpose. In verse 21, Jesus said to them, peace be with you. He repeats that again. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. That's the purpose for the disciple. Don't they think, oh no, that's just for the purpose, not for us. But it is for us as well. We are called the sent people. Sent to what? Not just to do other little things, but sent with the power of the Holy Spirit to proclaim the good news, to reach into the lives of others, and so on. That's our great purpose, my dear friends. In the peace of God, by the power of God, and the will of God, and the glory of God, as we've seen in the resurrection of Christ, that we can bring that to others. Bring that to others. And that's why at the end there, Jesus said, we are the ambassador of Christ. We are God's ambassador. Let us be reconciled to God. Receive the gifts that we can have from God and through Christ, and the peace. Peace, power, and purpose. Amen.